Sooner or later, you just run out of fresh things to say. I've already told you of many instances from the Christmases of my youth, all of which seemed funnier now than they did then. I've already told you of my clergy cartoon collection into three volumes before it just sort of stopped. Sometime around the turn of the century, religion didn't seem to be funny anymore. Now, I wish that I could blame that on our present political climate, but actually, it started before then. But I still remember many of those cartoons. One of my favorites is that of a little old lady at the church door shaking hands with the preacher and saying, "I've always enjoyed that sermon." Be advised. In the church of my youth, unless Christmas Day fell on a Sunday, it was virtually a secular holiday. The big Christmas celebration for us then was the Christmas pageant, always performed on the Sunday before Christmas. And of course, at some point, we always sang "We Three Kings." It didn't make any difference that it wasn't Christmas yet. And the word Advent and Epiphany were not in our Calvinist vocabulary. I'm told that today, during the Advent season, Lambeth Palace, the official residence of the Archbishop of Canterbury, is bathed at night in blue lights and stars. It's actually part of their promotion for the Christmas celebrations and of the invitation to find the answer to the recurring question, what is this star? Now, I know that it's not Epiphany yet, but I'm going to go back about 75 years and pretend that it is time to think about the three wise guys and the shepherds, all of whom were asking themselves the same question: what is this star? Once the three had asked this question, they set out on a mysterious and probably circuitous route. Unlike the shepherds, they received few directions, so that the wise ones set out on a journey that would take them, well, they didn't know exactly where. When you think about the two groups of people who were sort of circling Bethlehem, you're struck by their different experiences. The shepherds did not have to deal with a mute star. The angel gave them exact directions for the birthplace of the child. They were also told the identity of the child, and they are even serenaded with a song about the meaning of his birth. But for the three wise guys, it was a mystery from the day that they first climbed aboard their camels. The only direction they had was the star. They didn't know where they were going, and they weren't sure what they would find when they got there. Unlike the shepherds, they were following a mystery. There was something simple and direct about the way in which the shepherds found Jesus. The wise guys, on the other hand, traveled a long and probably circuitous route to get to the place that the shepherds had found so easily. Now, if we had to make a choice, I suppose that most of us would have preferred the experience of the shepherds. The trouble is that most of us also travel a different, less direct route to find Jesus, a route entangled with a host of other demands and possibilities right up to the last moment. Even so, there are those who persevere to find their own personal quest of Jesus. The Magi, we are told, in the Christian tradition, are representatives of everyone who feels they are wandering on a long and dimly lit quest for Christ. Far from home, far from their original intention, yet persevering. It's a journey that for some of us may take a lifetime. It may not always seem as though it is going in the right direction. We have only the promise that there was once a star, a promise that we have been called, that we are expected, and that we will be welcome. And so, another season of Advent has come and almost gone. I'm not quite ready for that to happen, because whatever Advent means to you, it is for me a season of hope and a season also for me of trees. Now, I hate to see trees cut down, and one of the saddest sights in the world for me is to drive past one of those tree farms where nothing but stumps cover the ground where trees once stood. The trees themselves may now be covered with lights and ornaments, but only a stump remains where once a living tree stood. But that isn't the end. For out of that stump may emerge, to take the place of that tree that had been murdered, a sprout. A sprout that is a message of hope. And that is what the sprout of Advent still has to say. Have hope. Hope that things will get better. Hope that we can all learn to care for one another. Hope that goodness and truth and beauty will once again shine as brightly as that star which is even now on the horizon. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.